This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Salem, Massachusetts is known best, known primarily probably, for what happened there 300-some-odd years ago. The witch hunts, literally, in which more than 20 people were killed on suspicion of being witches. Now, though, that same town is something of a witchy destination for tourists. More than 1 million people go to Salem every year to celebrate Halloween and all things occult. Think The Crucible kind of mashed up with the movie Hocus Pocus. It's a little bit jarring, right? Well, we've gotten Catherine Miles on the phone. She's written all about Salem's past and present for Boston Magazine. Catherine, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me, and happy almost Halloween.
Happy almost Halloween. Were I to go to Salem, Massachusetts on a Saturday in the month of October, what would await me?
Lots of other people doing the exact same thing. It's incredible just how many people filter into this little town every year to celebrate a variety of different versions of Halloween. And then there are these tourists and gawkers who come, you know, dressed in goth clothing and parade around the town. And it's, you know, it's kind of fun spectacle.
There is, I mean, there's a lot to unpack, right? Because this is a complicated, complicated story. But the slice we want to get to is how the town, as it were, has decided that this is their industry, kind of, right?
Right. And that goes back to about 1880, when the town first started calling itself Witch City and was selling everything from commemorative plates to soaps and elixirs and things like that. So this is a story that's really, you know, over 140 years in the making.
Yeah, this is a horribly crass thing to say. And I don't know if you know the answer, but I imagine the entire Salem economy is dependent on this month of October.
It is over, I think, about 35% of their annual economy comes in the month of October. And that, again, is people who are just sort of fans and I think kind of witch curious and also this emerging group of practicing witches. This is a high holy day for them, and they like to gather there to practice their religion.
I'm sure they do, and it's probably a special place for them. But we have to point out that historically, it's a horrible place that people were executed in because of lies and misinformation. And yet here we are now, what is it, 1692 to today is 300-something, 400-something years. We have commercialized it.
Completely, right. And it's really interesting because this is happening right when there's this very sort of large-scale global truth and reconciliation work being done about people who were executed for witchcraft. And in fact, a group of very intrepid middle schoolers in Massachusetts successfully petitioned to have the last of these 19 victims from Salem pardoned this summer.
When you go to Salem, what do you think when you look around?
I think there's a lot to talk about. You know, the history is very personal for me. My ancestor was executed for heresy and witchcraft in 1660. And so it's always been part of my family history and our family lore. And there were really, you know, scores of women in colonial America executed for witchcraft, many of whom were actually practicing midwives or political activists. And, you know, obviously we cannot turn a blind eye to that. And we need to really have a reconciliation with that. But, you know, I have a lot of respect for practicing witches. I think, you know, it's really about, you know, sex and body positivity. I think it's about sort of like this idea of manifesting internal strength. So long as you can kind of hold all of those things in your mind simultaneously, I think it's a great place to be.
When you talk to the locals, are they like, yeah, this is our thing. This is what we do, and we're okay with it?
There's a real mix. I think that obviously, you know, for a lot of these sort of post-industrial, post-mill towns, you know, how do you as a town make a viable living? And certainly this does. I think there's residents who are really offended that what was ultimately, you know, genocide has now been commercialized. I think there's other folks who maybe ideologically don't have a problem with it, but really hate that they can't find a parking space. So I think there's all sorts of emotions happening there.
Right. Catherine Miles, she's an investigative journalist, also working at Colby College this semester, writing in Boston Magazine about Salem. Catherine, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure.